Good morning. We continue with our study of Masechta Kalayim based on the cycle of Mishnah Yomis that we study every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Kalayim, and today we complete the last two Mishnayos. Levadim Asurim Neshem Shuim. You have to understand, felt is going to be forbidden because of shatness if it has wool and linen inside of it, because they get carded together, and so you can't wear it even though there's no spinning or weaving that gets involved. Piv shel tzemer b'shel fishtan asur mipnei shein chozin ka'arig. If you have a border of wool on the linen, it's also because it surrounds the weave. When you complete the garment, they used to add a border as a reinforcement. Those don't get woven together, they got inserted. And so the Mishnah says, if the garment's made out of linen, you can't have border threads of wool, even though the wool is not actually woven together with the linen. And the reason that it's a problem is that it surrounds. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishicho Shel Argaman. Rabbi Yossi says, if you have belts of purple wool, that's going to be forbidden. Asuros Mimneshu Molo Ad Shelo Kosher. If you have a purple Argaman belt that is tied around a linen robe, even though something being tied around shouldn't be asur, there's no connection, the Mishnah says, the style was to sew a belt to the robe to keep it in place. So even though that's not a permanent connection, it's enough to create a problem of shatness in that situation. And that's what we said. Lo yikshu seret shel tzemer b'shel fishtan lachar boas masnav af al pi sheretzua b'emsa. You also can't tie a strip of wool to a strip of linen to go ahead and wear it around your waist, even though there is a leather strap in the middle. So if you have a leather strap that has woolen strips connected to one end, linen strips connected to the other, you can't use it as a belt, because the belt is closed by tying the wool to the linen, and that becomes kelayim. Now you can tie an additional strap of leather to the loose end of the wool, so that the closing of the belt will involve tying the leather to the linen instead of the leather to the wool. That wouldn't be a problem. Osos hagardim v'osos hakosim. If you have the little label that weavers and cleaners sewed with initials into garments to have them there, so if the garment was made out of wool and thread, you can't wear it because it's going to be a problem of kelayim, even though the lettering is not a part of the garment, and the owner doesn't even care about it, right? But if you thrust a needle, a single needle, it's not a connection, and it doesn't count as kelayim. And if you just thrust it through on Shabbos, you're going to be exempt. Right? Also, Shnei Rashel Etzad Echad Chibur. But if you brought it in and then back around, so now it counts as Kalayim. And if you undo it on Shabbos, it's going to be a problem of Matir, of getting it out. Right? And that's that because it's a double stitch. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achi Shalish. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to go in and thrust it through, bring it back and thrust it through again for a third time. Why is that? Because that firms it up. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in this situation. We also need to know that if you have a sack that's made out of the hair of animals, like goats or camels or horses, and a kupa, which is used as a wicker container, now normally these things are independent, and somehow they become connected. Not to be done on a long-term basis. So we say that, look, if I have a piece of a woolen cloth which gets attached to a sack by a full stitch to a piece of linen, right, which is attached to a box, the resulting combination of wool and linen is kelayim, since the sack and the kupa are considered separate entities. You might think that the stitch joining them shouldn't be considered a chibur. The Mishnah says sack and kupa do combine, and the connection between them becomes a situation of kelayim. And so therefore, you can't cover yourself with the sack or the box in this situation. And if it has kelayim at one end, you can't cover yourself even with the other end. That is not going to be a situation of Kalayim. With this, we close out Masechta Kalayim, and Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow begin the wonderful world of Masechta Shviyas. Everybody have a fantastic, wonderful day.